This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Casey Hoke is the sales manager for G4. Now, G4 is a California-based company specializing in some of the best golf accessories you'll find in the game. It's a pleasure to welcome Casey Hoke to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Casey.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's my pleasure. I've wanted to do this for a very long time. Now, there may be some people who are not familiar with G4, but they're going to be familiar with G4's founder. So talk a little bit about how G4 started.
Sure. As you stated, everyone knows Massimo Giannulli, the founder of his namesake brand Massimo, and involved in a couple other fashion brands, Modern Amusement and Paul Frank. And after he sold off some of those brands, he had a lot of design creativity left in him and is a golf nut. He's a golf fanatic and loves the game and the deep traditions and history of the game, and wanted to do something in golf that brought a little color back to the game. And in reviewing old kind of magazines and catalogs, looking back at the game, he found a lot of the guys wearing colored golf gloves, and that kind of piqued his interest, and that was kind of the start of G4, was the traditional colored golf gloves, high-end Cabretta leather, hand-stitched, great quality, and a rich, deep color. So that was kind of the start of G4.
And that was how many years ago, Casey?
That was in 2011, so okay. About 6 years ago.
All right. I mentioned you're a golf accessories company. You do everything except maybe clubs and balls. It's expanded from the gloves. Let's work our way down the body a little bit. Talk about the clothing line.
Sure. So, well, I'll kind of give it to you like this. The gloves were the kickoff point for us, and I had a lot of success. He really did it for some friends and buddies and local pros in the LA area. Had a lot of success, a lot of great feedback. And the next evolution of that was the golf shoe. There was kind of a void in that space of traditional looking golf shoes that had performance kind of engines in them, we like to say. So there were some FootJoy classics and some heavier based leather models, mm-hmm. That Moss really liked the look and design of, but didn't like the necessarily the feel of. He's a member at Bel Air, walks a lot, plays a lot of golf, and wanted a shoe that kind of fit his personal style, which is tradition with a modern flair. And that's really where our shoe line came from. And so if you look at our shoes, a lot of them are very traditional looking, but we had help with a major manufacturer from the Northwest, won't say the name, but helped us kind of build the platform of the shoe. So it's very lightweight, very flexible. There's no break-in period. Right out of the box, you can walk 18 of them, but they look fantastic. Great leather, you know, waterproof leather, and just a perfect complement to go with the glove. So that was kind of the second category we grew into. And from there, his background is fashion and apparel, and that's what most of his businesses have been in the past. And it was an easy transition there to start making pieces that he was, you know, familiar with and really into. And again, he didn't want to just put another golf shirt out there or a golf sweater. He wanted to do something in a traditional sense, but with a modern flair. And if you look on the website and some of the pieces that we have out, They're really cool, and they're performance based. The material's fantastic, and there's moisture wicking property in them, and easy to play golf in them, but easy to wear off the course as well, and to a business meeting or right into the club for a drink. And that's his style. It really shows through, and I think you get a good sense of it on a lot of our social media. You can see Instagram posts with kind of throwback Sundays, we call them, and where he gets his inspiration from, and some of the celebrities that like to wear the stuff as well.
We're talking with Casey Hoke, the sales manager from G4, and that leads us right down that path. This being a radio show, it is kind of hard to visually describe the shoes and the clothing, so it's a great point to say the website is the letter G and then 4, F-O-R-E, G4.com, and you'll see all of the work there. You've recently also collaborated with another friend of the program, the folks at Peter Millar, to talk about a shoe. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they Peter Millar guys, Scott Mahoney, Todd Martin, have been fantastic. They came to us. We're big fans of our brand and Mossimo and his designs. We're wearing the shoe and the glove on their own before we got together. So that alone says a ton to us, and was a huge compliment, and very humbled by that. And then the chance to work with those guys has been fantastic. They're a great group. The whole operation, the whole team there is top notch, first class. And what we wanted to do was give them a taste of our shoes, but build it more for their clientele, their demographic. So we did some colors and styles that maybe we wouldn't offer specifically on G4, but really complements their line. So like we did a burnished leather brown brogue shoe that is just gorgeous. And we don't really do a lot of brown in the G4 specific line, but it was a perfect opportunity to show what we could do with and for them. So it's been a blessing, and can't thank those guys enough. It's been awesome.
Is that a product, Casey, that you would find in both camps or on the Peter Millar side?
Good question. So they it's their shoe that we collaborated and made with and for them. So they control the sales and distribution. So it's actually going to be launching pretty soon here, late June, early July. We will have it on our website at G4.com, but they will control the sales to country clubs and resorts, mm-hmm. and I believe they'll have it on their website and in their Peter Millar flagship stores as well.
Here's a softball for the sales manager, Casey. So who is your audience? Who is your demo? Who you shoot for whom with these products?
Well, that's a great question, and we get that a lot. I think it's for people that get what we're trying to do. We don't want to rule anyone out because it's not age-based. It's more of a mentality, a certain energy, enthusiasm for golf with a slight look back at tradition. We want guys that want to be a part of it and grow with it and see. We get the early adopters, so the guy that doesn't want to be mainstream but doesn't want to be out of bounds. We've got fashion flair, but it's not over the top. So demographic-wise, I mean, I think anywhere from early 20s to mid-40s up to 50 is, our sweet spot. And high-end country clubs and resorts is where we sell the most product. And we've got a lot of celebrities and athletes that follow the brand and want to be a part of it. Usually unique guys that want to be just outside the box, but appreciate really well-made, high-end product.
Are you surprised, Casey, and the 45-plus crowd that wants to be a part of that, does that surprise you?
Not at all, no. I mean, Moss probably didn't want to hear this, but that's his crowd. That's who he is, and a lot of his companions and buddies are all in that crowd, and they're high-wealth guys and a little bit of the hipster crowd, and running some good circles and a lot of the really good high-end clubs, and want to look good and want to look sharp and want to wear things that fit their lifestyle, and also perform. So look good, feel good, play good. Disruptive luxury is a word, term that we use a lot around the office, and that's kind of been our motto. And I think it fits that class of person and that kind of lifestyle perfectly.
Well, from the moment we saw the line 3-4 years ago at the show, the PGA merchandise show, it's distinctive. It's impactful, and when you see it on somebody, you know immediately. Oh, look, G4 shoes. They're wearing a G4. This and you guys have done a wonderful job with all of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that's exactly what we love to hear, and that's what we're trying to do. We don't want to put another golf shirt out there, and we try to pull from fashion and trends and you know, just great pieces that we can bring into golf and guys can enjoy. And look, it's fun. Golf is supposed to be a game for fun and family and play with buddies, and we try not to take ourselves too serious. We want to make it fun and look great and perform, and that's the whole basis of it.
He is Casey Hoke, the sales manager for G4. Again, the letter G and F-O-R-E, G4. Casey, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Glad to be a part of it, and thanks for having G4 on.